Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A second day of jury deliberation set to wrap up in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. He's facing 34 counts of falsifying business records related to campaign finance law. A U.S. official confirms to ABC News the Biden administration has given Ukraine limited permission to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia near the area of Kharkiv. A change in policy as Russia makes gains. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
Moscow says its air defenses shot down 8 U.S.-made ATACMS missiles over the Azov Sea, which borders Russia. Meanwhile, on the ground, Ukraine notes Russia is increasing its troop levels in the Kharkiv region, where Moscow's forces have made significant advances in their spring offensive.
A jury in Idaho has found Chad Daybell guilty in the triple murders of his wife and then-girlfriend Lori Vallow's two youngest children. The two later married. Vallow Daybell was convicted of murdering her children last year and sentenced to life in prison. This is ABC News. A somber day for President Biden and his family.
Today marks 9 years since President Biden's son, Beau, passed away from brain cancer. The president is spending the day with family in Delaware, as he traditionally does. He attended Mass with the First Lady and family members at St. Joseph's on the Brandywine, his Catholic church in Wilmington, and visited Beau's grave there. The president spoke about his son at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day on Monday.
As it is for so many of you, the pain of his loss is with me every day as it is with you. Still sharp, still clear.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Extreme temperatures in India amid a heat wave. Earlier this week, parts of North India reached 126 degrees. Hot winds have contributed to the hotter than expected temperatures. That heat wave comes as many in the country are voting in national elections, forcing many to stand out in the heat to cast ballots. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Tonight, look for lows of around the mid-40 range. Southeast winds 5 to 10, partly cloudy. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. South winds 10 to 15. As for Friday night, lows of 56, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance for scattered showers. And then Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance for spotty showers through early afternoon. And then a chance of sunshine later in the day, highs in the mid-70s. It is 72 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Ain't one the loneliest number. It takes two. Should have made a beeline for your door. If you could see all the broken pieces, you would redeem my heart for sure.
Thank you. you're a turkey, they're a chicken, and everywhere a duck duck. We must be talking about Chet, Feed, Seed, and Such, proud sponsor of ABC News.
As you bid farewell to Wazika Steuben High School, remember that your potential is limitless. Dream big, work hard, and never stop pursuing your passions. Wishing you all the luck from Town & Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, Cardinal Glass CG, Creative Outlet, Fuller's Milker Center, and Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Boots off this time.
Truck Bed on WRCO. We'll be having an early evening news broadcast coming up here around 4:30, followed by WIAA Regional Baseball, Riverdale at Pecatonica. Phil Lee will have the call right here on FM 100.9 and also live online at WRCO.com. You can also hear the game on the Civic Media app.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Give us a call or stop by. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
WRCO 100.9.
So sweet and fun, throw me a line. I think it's time for the hookup.
Baby, you're my main attraction. Setting off this chain reaction.
Just a little bit up, just the thought of your touch. That's the thought of your love, my love, baby.
Oh, oh, yeah.
The feeling inside, that's the thrill of the ride. That's the thought of your love.
Love.
welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history of you and me, how we used to be the king and queen of this small town, young and wild. Something from the 90s on the dashboard dial.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Guerin's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
Rev up your outdoor lawn care experience at Krogan's Do It Best, your ultimate destination for outdoor power sales and service. It's time to say goodbye to old, unreliable mowers and hello to a new, efficient cutting machine. Krogan's offers a wide selection of top-notch mowers, including Simplicity, Snapper, and Troy-Bilt models. And here's the best part. Everything is on sale with instant rebates of up to $500 available. Save big while upgrading to the latest in outdoor power technology. Choose Krogan's Do It Best in Boscoville. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
Get ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals at Richland Center. See you there.
Here they come.
It's 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. Our evening news coming up in just a moment. Letting you know that today, the Brewers already getting the win over the Cubs 6-4. An impressive win, so didn't have to wait for an evening game. The Brewers already taking care of business early on against the Cubs, taking 3 of 4 in the series. Right now, though, here's music from Gabby Barrett, I Hope.
I hope she makes you smile the way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah.
Come to London, it's every one of your plans. I hope you spend your last dime to put a rock.
makes you feel the same way about her that I feel about you right now.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And email anytime, chetfeed@gmail.com.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A second day of jury deliberation set to wrap up in the hush money criminal trial of Donald Trump. He's facing 34 counts of falsifying business records related to campaign finance law. A U.S. official confirms to ABC News the Biden administration has given Ukraine limited permission to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia near the area of Kharkiv. A change in policy as Russia makes gains. ABC's Tom Rivers has more.
Moscow says its air defenses shot down 8 U.S.-made ATACMS missiles over the Azov Sea, which borders Russia. Meanwhile, on the ground, Ukraine notes Russia is increasing its troop levels in the Kharkiv region, where Moscow's forces have made significant advances in their spring offensive.
A jury in Idaho has found Chad Daybell guilty in the triple murders of his wife and then-girlfriend Lori Vallow's two youngest children. The two later married. Vallow Daybell was convicted of murdering her children last year and sentenced to life in prison. This is ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens. We have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With WIC Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. WIC, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with WIC Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored today by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Looking at partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s, southeast winds of 5 to 10. It is currently 72 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscat A store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Authorities say two people died when a house exploded and caught fire in southern Wisconsin. One person was found dead in the home's ruins after it exploded around 11 o'clock Tuesday night, just outside the city of Middleton. And Middleton Fire Chief Aaron Harris says a second body was found Wednesday. He says a dog was recovered alive and taken to an emergency veterinary clinic. Harris says the cause of the explosion remains under investigation. Neighbors reported hearing gunfire at the fire scene, but authorities believe flames set off ammunition stored inside the home. Michelle Brewer, a registered nurse at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, was honored last week and awarded the Rural Health Ambassador Award. Brewer has been a nurse at TRHC for more than 26 years and is currently the lead nurse in the Kramer Infusion Center. The Rural Health Ambassador Award is presented annually to a healthcare worker whose dedication to their organization and to their community is exemplary. Brewer works in the Richland Hospital and Clinics Kramer Infusion Center, providing infusion treatments for patients battling cancer and other difficult illnesses. Brewer was nominated for the award by multiple coworkers. One nominator said Brewer's care incorporates the physical, psychosocial, and spiritual needs of her patients. In addition to the outstanding care she provides for patients, nominators spoke to Brewer's involvement with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, an organization Brewer speaks of with reverence and gratitude. For Brewer, offering care to patients is a gift and a privilege. In a move to enhance security for the RNC, Governor Tony Evers has signed an emergency order. It's something that happens for all conventions and streamlines Milwaukee's ability to secure both state and federal funding for convention security. It also allows for the potential involvement of the Wisconsin National Guard. The State of Wisconsin Investment Board is investing in cryptocurrency. The board manages assets for public employees' retirement funds. The most recent filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission shows it's invested more than $187 million in funds and companies associated with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Yellow Home Food Delivery Service is closing four warehouses in Wisconsin. The company used to be known as Schwann's. It says it's closing operations in Eau Claire, Marshfield, Wausau, and Rice Lake. 32 people are being laid off. The company tells state officials the layoffs are permanent. Two groups of investigative journalists have filed a lawsuit in the hopes of forcing the Wisconsin Department of Justice to divulge names, birth dates, and disciplinary records of every police officer in the state. The Badger Project and the Invisible Institute filed the lawsuit last Thursday in Dane County. They filed an open records request with the Justice Department in November, seeking the full name, posting, birth date, city, zip code, position, and disciplinary history of every Wisconsin officer. The Justice Department released only a list of decertified and terminated officers and redacted birth dates and positions. Today is the final round of the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Unfortunately, two Wisconsin competitors have been eliminated. 13-year-old Nethre from Franklin was eliminated in the fourth round on the word hamilia, which is a type of shrub. 13-year-old Aiden from Middleton was eliminated in the seventh round on the word toady, which means sycophant or doormat. He finished in 17th place. This was the first time Wisconsin has had two finalists on the national stage. The 7th Winding Roads Art Tour will be held Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. 16 Viroqua area studios will welcome visitors, giving art enthusiasts a rare opportunity to meet 27 artists, see their work, and observe how and where it is made. Artwork will be available for purchase, and artists will be on hand for conversations on creativity and to give art demonstrations. Viva Gallery in Viroqua has taken on the role of information center, where tour participants can get printed tour guides and friendly help. The self-guided tour encompasses 7 studios in Viroqua and 9 more studios within a 22-mile radius of the city. The guidebook, available at Viva Gallery, includes a map of the tour sites, as well as places for food, drink, and lodging. More information, including an online map and list of studios and artists, can be found at windingroadsart.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to head outdoors for the 12th annual Free Fun Weekend happening June 1st and 2nd. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors with 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, 84,000 miles of rivers and streams, and roughly 15,000 lakes. Wisconsin has a little something for everyone to enjoy. Free Fun Weekend is also an opportunity to try fishing for food or fun before purchasing an annual fishing license or trout and salmon stamps. All 2024-25 fishing regulations apply, including bag and length limits and species restrictions. Free fishing clinics are held during Free Fun Weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. Visit the DNR's events calendar and Wisconsin State Parks webpage for a list of events and more information on state properties. Before heading to a state park, trail, or water body near you, there are a few helpful things to know. State parks' vehicle admission stickers will not be required. Most state parks and trails will be open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. All linear rail trails, including ATV and horseback riding trails, will be open to the public. ATVs, UTVs, and OHMs are exempt from registration requirements. Resident and non-resident all-terrain vehicle operators do not need a trail pass to ride state ATV trails. DNR boat launches are open. Boats must be registered, which can be done either online or via mail. Grab your family and friends and head outdoors for a free fun weekend.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg, died last Thursday at the Reedsburg Hospital. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 11 at Grass Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Grass Funeral Home this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Farmer Angels Network or the Lime Ridge Methodist Church. Anna Marie Thorne, 86 of Reedsburg. Judith A. Schell, 84 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Judith A. Schell, 84 of Richland Center. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58 of Ithaca, died Sunday at Meritor Hospital after a courageous battle with cancer. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with burial to follow in St. Mary's Keysville Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 8 and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be directed to Walk with Grace or the family. Arlene Hazel Alvin, 58 of Ithaca. Margaret Perham Johnson, 88 of Spring Green, died Monday at UW Health University Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. The family is encouraging those in attendance to wear red or Wisconsin Badgers apparel in honor of Margaret's love for the Wisconsin Badgers. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the River Valley Music Boosters or Spring Green Art Fair. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Margaret Perham Johnson, 88 of Spring Green. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66 of Lone Rock. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Friday, June 7th at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, June 7th from 11 until the time of service at 1. Anna Leona Turnipseed, 76 of Richland Center.
Looking for a flexible job opportunity? The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for various positions, including front desk associates, janitorial maintenance, and more. They have openings for first, second, and third shifts, with both part-time and full-time positions available. Most positions run through October, while others extend through December, with some being summer-only roles. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and be part of a fantastic resort experience.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a bright and beautiful, pleasant day with temperatures climbing to the mid-70s, we'll see a few more clouds start to build in through the overnight hours, turning partly cloudy and still kind of crisp, falling to the mid-40s. But with winds out of the south tomorrow becoming a bit breezy, gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it will shove our highs a little bit more mild, into the upper 70s. Under partly to mostly cloudy skies, we are looking at chances of scattered showers by night. Spotty showers continue to sprinkle through our Saturday morning and potentially into our afternoon, too. Highs will be in the mid-70s, and the good news is we will see some pockets of sunshine by the evening. And the better news is that Sunday looks partly sunny and really warm. I'm talking 80 degrees. As of now, it does look to stay dry for a good chunk of the day, but there is a chance for some showers or thunderstorms to spark up in the afternoon. But a much higher chance of that rain and those storms to push through the overnight. And yes, this means Monday. It will be mostly cloudy, damp, dreary, muggy, with rain continuing and storms too, as highs sit in the 80s. We put the 80s on repeat for Tuesday too. Nuzzled in the warm sector of air, under partly cloudy skies, we will see strong to severe showers and thunderstorms strike by Tuesday night. Some of them may be isolated and linger into Wednesday early in the morning. Otherwise, though, Wednesday, we look partly sunny and become cooler. Highs slide to the upper 70s, and they continue to drop for the rest of the week. So soak up the 80s while we have them and stay weather savvy. Rain totals through the entire week range from a half an inch to nearly an inch and a half. And those drought conditions are gone. We're just a touch abnormally dry. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 73 degrees, which is our current daytime high after a morning low of 48. Record high set back in 1991 is 89 degrees, and record low back in 1965 is 28. Yesterday's high was 71 and we received no precipitation. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 50. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:33 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:25. The winds are out of the northeast at around 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.15 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say we can customize your insurance policy, we really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's plenty of high school competition this afternoon in baseball and softball, and the WIAA State Track and Field Meet gets underway tomorrow at the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. Former Badger shooting guard A.J. Storr will return to college basketball this winter to play for the Kansas Jayhawks. Storr officially withdrew his name from the 24 NBA draft Sunday. He had kept his college eligibility intact when he declared for the draft following last season. Storr has given credit for Wisconsin's strong season and offensive firepower. He averaged almost 17 a game and 4 rebounds. He had a promising season as a rookie linebacker. Now Lucas Van Ness has a couple of months to recover from a broken finger suffered during organized team activities. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says the break is only in the tip of the finger. Van Ness closed out his first professional season on a high note. He finished with 8 tackles for loss and 4 sacks. Training camp starts for the Packers on July 26th. And Marquette volleyball coach Ryan Tyes has added a new assistant director of operations, Michaela Encarnacion, comes to the Golden Eagles from Division II University of Wisconsin Parkside in Kenosha. I'm Phil Nee with an update on WRCO Sports.
Don't let urologic problems affect your quality of life. Gunderson Bosquel's board-certified urologist, Dr. Katie Trandum, brings help and hope to basketball. Dr. Trandum specializes in conditions affecting the bladder, kidneys, prostate, and urinary tract in children and adults, and provides expert care close to home. To schedule a urology consult with Dr. Trandum, talk to your provider today. Gunderson Bosquel, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Baseball. Not just a baseball game today, but a WIAA regional championship game. Live from Blanchardville, it's coming up as the Riverdale Chieftains take on Pecatonica. Action is coming your way following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show right here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Rev up your spring with Vitesnik Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days back with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritoons, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Vitesnik cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
WIAA regional and a sectional level games going on today, with baseball hitting the regional championship level. DeSoto is getting set to play in the sectional after yesterday's win, 12-5 over Cashton, and Royal as well after a 5-4 win and 8 innings over Seneca. Today there is a regional championship game featuring Bangor hosting Aliva Strum. Barneveld awaits its opponent after making it to the sectional following a 5-2 victory against River Ridge. They will play the winner of today's Riverdale-Pecatonica game, which is coming up on WRCO Sports. There are sectional championship softball games for the right to go to state today. Mount Horeb meeting Lake Mills in West Salem. Also, Broadhead is playing Adams Friendship at River Valley High School this afternoon, and at Boscobel, a good one at Cronsage Park, Cuba City, and Horicon. This is the pregame show. We'll talk to Kurt Thompson of the Riverdale Chieftains in just a moment.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Kurt Thompson, Riverdale coach, joins us. Kurt, nice win the other night, first of all. Let's talk about that a little bit. The team dug deep to get that victory against Iowa Grant.
Yeah, they did. We played really well. I thought we had great positive energy. I thought the guys played with confidence and determination. I just thought it was a really well-played game. We did a lot of little things right as far as, you know, bunting, advancing runners, played excellent defense, and, of course, Logan Cagle had a excellent game on the mound. He was able to shut Iowa Grant down for most of the game, and it was just overall just a really good high school baseball game.
Well, you play today at Pecatonica. You've seen them or watched them. What do you know about them, Kurt?
Oh, they have a really good team, as you know. Last year, you know, their state runners-up, losing to Ithaca in the championship game. They got most of their players back from last year. They're really well coached. They know how to play baseball. They're a good team. So, you know, we're going to have to be playing well, of course. And I think we have to limit their opportunities. They're going to bunt the ball, put it in play. So it's going to be a really good game. But I think that if we do our things correctly, it should be an interesting ball game.
You've played at that park before, and you've watched games there. Blanchardville, what does the park offer, Kurt?
Well, it's a little bit, no grass in fields, so it's all dirt. But they've done a really nice job of I don't want to say upgrading, but remodeling it over the past years. And it plays really well. The fence, it's a lot shorter in the outfield than playing at Riverdale. It's 330 pretty much all around. So not as much territory to cover. But it's a really good diamond. It should hopefully not really be a factor. And I think it's just going to be a setting for a really good game.
Yeah, your seniors have kind of banded together, the 9 seniors that you have, and that has to, I would think help you in this game, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we have a lot of experience. We have guys, some of these guys have played varsity since they've been freshmen. They've been in big regional games when they were freshmen, sectional games as freshmen and sophomores and all that. And so they've experienced it. They know what it's like. And I just expect that we're going to play a really good game. I think we have confidence. We have the ability. And I just have a lot of confidence in our guys. And I would expect, like I said numerous times, we're going to play good baseball. And hopefully it's us that gets the, you know, old baseball break and delivers the clutch hit.
Well, you've been in some tough games this year. You're really battle-tested, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you look at our scores and go through our schedule, we've had numerous one-run games throughout the year. And, you know, we play some, as many teams do, a really tough schedule. I mean, you got your Darlington, the conference champs. You got Cuba City, who lost 2-0 yesterday to Viroqua. You got Mineral Point that's still going on. I don't know. We played Ithaca. We've had so many tight games, and I think it's just something that we're used to. And I think, you know, today will probably be a tight game. And I just think that when you've experienced it time and time again, you get used to that, and I really expect us to deliver when we need to.
Sounds good, Kurt. Good luck as you get ready for Pecatonica.
Thanks, Phil.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Blanchardville, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to WIA Regional Baseball. He started early on us. We already have it out. Chase Chitwood, a strikeout victim against Tyler McEwen, the pitcher for Pecatonica. We're underway here in the regional championship game. And Ethan Cagle, the DH, stands in against McEwen. We'll set the rest of the lineup in just a moment. It is the next pitch with a ball down low. It's 2-0. I'm Phil Lee, joined by Henry Bray.
We
made
it, young man.
We made it.
Yes, we did.
All right. All the way to Blanchardville today.
We didn't even fight all the way.
No, we didn't fight yet. Anyway, two balls and no strikes on Ethan Cagle, batting in the second spot. Bounces one over the pitcher's head. Second base is going to be picked up there by Enloe. The throw, and they got him. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Carson Kenyon. McEwen and Elijah Knutson, the battery for Pecatonica. Carson Kirshner at first. Austin Enloe at second. Jameson Johnson at short. And Max Steele at third. Grady Gordon, Talon Havens, and Lucas Rui left to right for Pecatonica in the outfield. Number three batter up, and McEwen ready to go. Here goes Knutson's target, and the pitch is called a strike.
Looking nice curveball in there.
It does.